I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. One of the most powerful officials in Washington, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Michael Powell, plans to leave his job. His tenure has been marked by efforts at deregulation and the battle over indecency on the nation's airwaves. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, first, the issue that made Michael Powell really well known, this occurred about a year ago, it's the indecency flap around Janet Jackson's appearance at the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, you're probably right. This is really the issue that Powell is most well known for among the general public because of that Super Bowl incident a year ago. It resulted in huge fines for both Viacom and CBS. And, of course, then you had more fines handed out because of the FCC's crackdown on the likes of Howard Stern, then Bono's expletive at an awards show. But, you know, while critics have called him kind of the national censor, there are some analysts I've talked to, including Ron Orel of the Daily Deal, who believe this was not an issue that Powell wanted on the front burner.
In a way, perhaps he was increasing the fines that the FCC was putting on some of these situations in a way to kind of fend off efforts in Congress to raise the amount that the FCC could fine.
And you'll remember Congress was not able to pass a new indecency legislation last year. But again, these fines were really big, $7.7 million worth just last year.
There are just huge, huge sums of money involved in the issues that come before the FCC. And things that matter in all our lives, regulation of the internet he's ruled on, telecommunications,
right,
and media ownership. This was a big issue for him, a battle that he did not win.
No, he didn't. Not yet, at least. He was able to push through in 2003 some rules that allowed for more media consolidation, where large media companies could own more radio and TV stations and newspapers within one media market or city. But then last June, a federal appeals court struck down those rules and sent them back for review. Jeff Chester of the Center for Digital Democracy says that says everything about Powell's legacy.
The fact that the court has suspended the implementation of Powell's deregulatory media ownership decision is another example of how out of touch he was.
But that issue is not dead. There could be an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And there are these other issues that I
right.
that I mentioned. What are the biggest ones, do you think?
Well, a lot of consumers were very happy when the FCC ordered cell phone companies to let them keep their number even if you switched carriers.
Right.
The telemarketing do not call list was created on his watch, as well as a bunch of do not spam rules. And shortly after assuming the chairmanship, he put together a plan that would phase out restrictions on cell phone mergers. And since then, of course, we've seen Singular and AT&T Wireless, Sprint and Nextel. None of that would have been possible without removing these wireless ownership caps. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at more of Powell's legacy, including his impact on the baby bells.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Figland of Marketplace from American Public Media.